Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor at Fraser Church, and we're so glad that you've joined us in this study of the book of Joshua. Our prayer is that this study equips you to live the victorious life that is offered in Christ. God bless.
This is day 21 of Joshua, volume 2, Living the Victorious Life. Today's title is Still Going Strong. When we put our trust in God, we will accomplish much more than we ever dreamed was possible. Our text today is Joshua 14, 10 through 15. And now behold, the Lord has kept me alive, just as he said, these 45 years since the time that the Lord spoke this word to Moses, while Israel walked in the wilderness. And now behold, I am this day 85 years old. I am still as strong as today as I was the day that Moses sent me. My strength now is as my strength was then, for war and for going and coming. So now give me this hill country of which the Lord spoke on that day. For you heard on that day how the Anakim were there with great fortified cities. It may be that the Lord will be with me, and I shall drive them out just as the Lord said. Then Joshua blessed him, and he gave Hebron to Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, for an inheritance. Therefore, Hebron became the inheritance of Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, the Kenizzite, to this day, because he wholly followed the Lord, the God of Israel. Now the name of Hebron formerly was the Kiriath Arba. Arba was the greatest man among the Anakim, and the land had rest from war. Caleb had lived by faith and waited on his reward for over 40 years. As an 85-year-old man, Caleb was just as strong in his faith as he was at 40. His faith never wavered. He battled the enemies of the nation of Israel to gain his inheritance in the Promised Land. He also combated the attacks from the lack of faith of his own people. Numbers 14:6 through 12 gives a sad pronouncement on those people who scoffed at Caleb's faith. It says, "And Joshua, the son of Nun, and Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, who were among those who had spied out the land, tore their clothes, and said to all the congregation of the people of Israel, 'The land which we passed through to spy it out is an exceedingly good land. If the Lord delights in us, he will bring us into this land and give it to us, a land that flows with milk and honey. Only do not rebel against the Lord, and do not fear the people of the land, for they are bread for us. Their protection is removed from them, and the Lord is with us. Do not fear them.' Then all the congregation said to stone them with stones. But the glory of the Lord appeared at the tent of meeting to all the people of Israel. And the Lord said to Moses, 'How long will this people despise me? And how long will they not believe in me, in spite of all the signs that I have done among them? I will strike them with the pestilence and disinherit them, and I will make of you a nation greater and mightier than they.' Moses pleads for God to pardon the sins of the people based on the greatness of God's steadfast love. Read the Lord's response found in Numbers 14:20 through 24. It reads, 'Then the Lord said, I have pardoned, according to your word, but truly as I live, and as all the earth shall be filled with the glory of the Lord, none of the men who have seen my glory and my signs that I did in Egypt and in the wilderness, and yet have put me to the test these 10 times and have not obeyed my voice, shall see the land that I swore to give to their fathers, and none of those who despise me shall see it. But my servant Caleb, because he has a different spirit and has followed me fully, I will bring into the land into which he went, and his descendants shall possess it.'" Imagine what it must have been like for Caleb and Joshua over the next 40 years. Of all the families that crossed the Red Sea and were delivered from Egypt, their two families were the only people who would be allowed to enter the Promised Land. Day after day, they journeyed in the wilderness. Week after week, they wandered with the rest of the people when they knew they could have won by faith. months turned into years as they buried friend after friend. Caleb and Joshua knew that if these people had only believed, they would have already been living safely in the land that God had promised. When we come to Joshua 14, we find Caleb as a very rare 85-year-old man. Any other man of that age would have been bitter about waiting 40 years for what God had promised. Yet, there is not one record of Caleb complaining or grumbling about the people. Instead, he was as strong as he had ever been, and was still walking by faith. Caleb knew that if he put his trust in God, he would be able to accomplish more than he had ever dreamed was possible. We need Caleb's spirit in our lives today. If you don't live continually by faith, you will always struggle with believing the devil's lies. Satan is good at telling you what you can't do, but the truth is, nothing is impossible with God. Consider these questions. What lessons can you learn from Caleb's faith? How can bitterness and a critical spirit hinder you from walking by faith? How do you think Caleb felt as he watched other people that he loved die in the wilderness? What can you do to encourage those you love to live? What can you do to encourage those you love to live by faith so they won't miss God's best? Pray with me. Lord, thank you for this sacred text. Teach us how to have long-suffering like Caleb, such that we can live through whatever trials we face at length and trust that in the end, you will make things right. In Christ's name, amen. Thank you.